A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January the 18th, 2018. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Round Table, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Round Table, we are discussing the call by the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce for women to take advantage of some of the business conferences and opportunities being offered by both the government and private organizations to ensure that they are not left out of the development of the country. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And the Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies out there, as you know, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
We are also on the digital media. Don't forget to like our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7 as we are now live streaming on those platforms. Join in the conversation right now.
And don't forget that you can also get us on the internet. So you can go ahead and go to www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com. And you can also reach us there now as we are also live streaming on those pages. Welcome again, or if you're just joining us, welcome. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're discussing the call by the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce for women to take advantage of some of the business conferences and opportunities being offered by both the government and private organizations to ensure that they are not left out of the development of the country. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
And the president of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, Divine Njugula, made this call following a poor showing by women at the Business Club Business Summit held at Mikkel's Hotel in Harare today. The meeting was addressed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The president also addressed a youth meeting in Harare as part of his preparation for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Very soon.
And PJ, some critics have been calling for the President Mnangagwa to have a gender-based cabinet and put more women in influential positions. But others are, however, saying that women need to aggressively demand their space and should not be intimidated by the lack of adequate representation at government level.
Yes, and let's take a listen to what some of the participants at the business conference held in Harare today have to say.
Well, the main reason why there are fewer women here is a question of attitude within ourselves. It's a mindset where women believe they don't belong to spaces like this, where big business is being discussed. It's unfortunate, that's the thinking, but it's a mindset we need to work on to ensure that more women begin to see that we belong in this space, where, you know, issues of economic growth are being talked about. We need to be there in our numbers, and we keep encouraging women to come to such space.
The women in this sort of forum is very worrying, particularly for me, because then at the end of the day, we need to make sure that the aspect of our gender parity is addressed, it is dealt with, it is captured correctly, because ultimately the women carry the responsibility of implementing. Remember that even after leaving this, it is the women that eventually go and implement. So we want to see women at the forefront. Our constitution actually provides that 50% must be women, and today we're 10%. We want to see more women discussing, being part of the dialogue, being part of the decision making, being part of the policy making, and that must happen sooner rather than later, so that total development and progress is made for us.
To me, that was the most disappointing issue from this morning, and it's certainly something that I'm going to take on board if I ever get the opportunity to organize such a summit. His Excellency noted it as well. The problem is that the guest list was not compiled only by the Zimbabwe Business Club. It was compiled in other offices. And those offices were really concerned that key players in industry, in investment, would be represented. But as we know, the gender balance is very much tilted against women. So even in those key institutions, we tend to find more men than women. So it is really for that reason that we find that we had many more men than women. But even so, I believe that there are things that we could have done to try and ensure that the critical voices from women's business, from women's groups were heard. And I will certainly take that on as a lesson in the future should we ever organize such a summit.
We heard there from Mrs. Divine Lukula of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, and we also heard from businessman Shingi Munyeza and also lawyer Petina Gapa, who we last heard from. They're also talking, they were at the meeting today, PJ, at the Mikus, and they're highlighting that it was disappointing not to see women actually as participants. Actually, Ms. Petina Gapa was on the panel, so she's one of the women who were there. So very interesting take there coming from those three.
Yes, yeah, quite interesting. And for the past few weeks that you've been away, we've also touched on the subject of his cabinet himself, the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, that it doesn't comprise, there is no gender balance
in
his cabinet itself. And I heard there from Petina Gapa that he also admitted that the compilation of the speakers on this meeting was really balanced against the women.
Yes, including, you know, I think one of the people that actually attended was saying that, like what Ms. Petina Gapa was saying, the president himself actually highlighted that he was disappointed at the lack of women at the conference. So I'm hoping that he takes that as a cue. Maybe women are saying, yes, if we're not there, you're going to notice. So, you know, next time we'll see something happening. I don't know. Let's wait and see.
It's also on the part of women. It's their job now to advance that admission that there are no women. There were no women at that meeting, but there is also no women in his cabinet.
Yes, that's an interesting
I hope that's an opening in itself. Siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje uhlelo asihluze nebomama lapho esihluza khona izangkhathaze izandlupe izandthuthuke ezabesifazane lamhlanje sikhangela ke abesifazane abakumabhizimusi abaphumelelayo lamacebo abangasinika wona ukuthi abanye abesifazana labo baphumelele kusimo saseZimbabwe esisaziyo ukuthi nana umnotho welizwe awumanga kakuhle ezombusazwe lazo azimanga kakuhle nanku phela abesifazana lokho bekhalaza ukuthi abalakumelwa okugcweleyo kwezombusazwe ikakhulu ebandleni elibusayo kwamanje le ZANU-PF ikakhulu kuhulumende lapho ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa akethe khona idale lakhe labamphathi ntambo ele cabinet kodwa ke abesifazane kukhanya vele balutshwane singakhangela njalo lasedale lephalamende uzananzelela ukuthi abesifazane labo balutshwane ezikhundleni zaphezulu zezanu-PF abesifazane balutshwane sikhangele njalo la mabandla ezombusazwe amanye anjengabo MDCT uzafumana njalo ukuthi abesifazane abananzwa kangako njalo kabahlonitshwa ingathi ke lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu lukhokhelelwe umhlangano enziwe lamhlanje ili uqoqwe ngabehlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce for women ukuthi nana labo baphatheke abesifazana kwezamabhizimusi lapho ke president kumbe ngathi umkhokheli wale inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce unkosikazi Divine Ndlukula lapho akhuthaze khona abesifazana ukuthi nana labo bangene kwezamabhizimusi baqunge isibindi labo batshikilisane labesilisa kwezamabhizimusi lokho kuphume emhlanganweni owenziwe lamhlanje eMichael's Hotel lapho khona lo mongameli Emerson Mnangagwa laye kade khona bakunanzelela ukuthi abesifazane kade bebalutshwane khona lapho emhlanganweni lo okukhalaze abaningi okugoxela oligqwetha ingcwethi yezemthetho unkosazana yaphethina gapha laye ukhulumileyo ukuthi yena ababebalutshwane ngempela abesifazane kodwa ke laye umongameli wakutsho ukuthi yena akathakazelelanga akajabuleli ukuthi abesifazane bebengekho kulomhlangano ikoke ekade ngikutshela uMavela sikhathi esikuthi asibeke isibonelo esihle kumbe ukuvuleka kwethuba lokuthi bakhulumisane nomongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ukuthi laye agoqele abesifazane kumbe ngithi afake abesifazane akhethe abesifazane ukuthi bakhokhele ingatsha ezehlukeneyo zikahulumende ngoba kudale lakhe labaphathi nabo le cabinet lena ngokwalo alilabo abesifazane abaningi ibandla lakhe ebukhokheleni alilabo abesifazane abaningi ngaphandle kwebuzana PF lapho kukhethwe khona unkosikazi Opa Mchinguri Kashiri ukuthi abe ngumgcini sihlalo weZanu PF otherwise kwezinye izihlalo zonke kulabesilisa
ichokwadicho PJ kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi muchirongwa Women's Roundtable chemadzimai tiri kutarisa kurudziro iri kupiwa iyo nemutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce amai Divine Ndlukula vari kukurudzira madzimai kuti aiwa madzimai gore rino wanikwaiwo muchipinda munyaya idzodzi dzemabhizimisi mai Ndlukula vanga vari kuti ivo nhasi vanga vari pamusangano wanga uri kukokerwa kuMichael's Hotel wemabhizimisi asi vazhi inji vanga vari pamusangano uyu vanga vari varume uyezve musangano uyu wawanikwa iwo uchipindwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vataurawo zveivo kuti vanga vari kuda kuona madzimai achiti wandei kumisangano yakadai asi sekutaura kwatamboita naPJ kuti chimwe chiri kunyanyo netsa vamwe ndechekuti iyo hurumende yava Mnangagwa haina makurukota emadzimai akawanda saka ndozvimwe zviri kuchema chema vanhu asi hamai Ndlukula vari kuti aiwa izvi hazvifande ku kudzorai mumashure semadzimai endai kana muchinge madeidzwa kumisangano yakadai nekuti ndiko kunobva waro wekuti nyika iri kuenda sei imomo matiri kupinda umo regai tembonzwa zvataurwa naamai Ndlukula pamusangano uyu
kuti kuchika madzimai tichiri kunaka kuchika kwokufunga kuti kana zvinhu zvazvino zvine mapuresidendi zvaane nemakambani makuru zvita sezvinonzi haisi nzvimbo yedu tinoona is not our space ndo nzvimbo yedu saka tiri kuedza patinogona through maorganizations atiri kubatsira nemadzimai kuti vaziye kuti inzvimbo yedu tiri kuda kutopinda iwoyo mabhizinesi makuru iwayo saka tiri kuramba tichingokurudzira madzimai kuti ngavauye ngavasashota ngavasashayikwa kwavanzwa kuti kune dziri kutaurwa zvemabasa anoita kuti vabudirire ngavasvike ngavasafunga kuti intima yevarume chete
kuratina romuzimbabwe ndingataura kuti imimi kana pamaona even vauya vehurumende madzimai amaona mangani saka inyaya inotobatidzirana nyika yose kuti tisimudzire madzimai zviri deliberate zviri sustainable kana zvinoramba zvichiitwa nguva nenguva kuitira kuti vaonekerwa nekuti ivo tichibva muno mumahofisi munomu tiri kuenda kumadzimai vasara vakabata zvinhu vasara vakabata mhori vasara vachiendesa vana kuzvikoro vasara vachiita basa rakatokoshesesa chaivo saka zvakakosha kuti vange vari mumamiting akafanana neanaya kuitira kuti ivo vazive kuti policy framework kana mataurirwo ari kuitwa zvinezvi ndiwo here nokuti kazhinji kacho ndiwo maimplementers kana ndivo vanozoita basa racho saka chiripo ndechekuti tinoda kuti madzimai edu abudirira avanikwe constitution yedu inotaura kuti 50% representation inofanira kunga iripo ndo zvatoda kuona izvi nhasi kwakune less than 10% saka toda kuona zvichisvika kuma 20, 30, 40, 50 nenguva iri shomanana inotevera
PJ tiri kunzwa apo vamunyeza vamiramira zvakare vachiti ivo vachitsinhira mashoko aamai Ndlukula kuti aiwa madzimai ngavawanikwe vachipindawo kumisangano yakadai nekuti ndipo kunobva waro wekuti nyika iri kuenda kupi asi taita rombo rakanaka PJ kwakune mutori wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anga ariko toda kuti timbonzwa kuti musangano uyu wanga uri wei chaizvo chaizvo saka regai tiende kuna Mudadigwa tinzwe kuti zvii zvaaonawo pamusangano iwoyu
Vema bizimusi nenyanzvi dzeupfumi vakurudzira mutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa kuti vazadzise mashoko avo kuti utungamiriri hwavo huchakoshesa kuitwa kwemabhizimusi kwakasununguka munyika pamwe nekuudza vekunze kuti mari dzavo dzichange dzakachengetedzeka muZimbabwe. Muzvina bhizimusi Dr. Shingi Munyeza vati tarisiro yavo ndeyekuti vamunangagwa vazadzise zvavanotaura munyaya dzemabhizimusi. Vamunyeza vati vamunangagwa pavanoenda kumusangano weDavos vanofanira kutora mukana wekunochinja maonero anoitwa Zimbabwe nevemabhizimusi vekunze.
Asi chiripo ndechekuchinja kana kushandira maonerwo anoitwa Zimbabwe kana maonerwo anga achiitwa Zimbabwe kusvika panguva ine. Saka Davos zvekuti CEO venyika ndivo vari kuenda ikoko zvisati zvaitika zvakatokosha izvo, nekuti vanhu vachabvunza mubvunzo. Ende zvandinodira president vatinavo iye zvino ndezvekuti havanzvengi mubvunzo, vanopindura sezvauri. Kana zvichigoneka vanobva taura kuti zvinogoneka, kana zvisingagoneki. Now mainvestors ndo zvavanoda, havadi munhu ari kungotaura ari nechemudenga denga umu, vanoda munhu waanotaura naye kuti kana tikauya tikaona izvi zvisingaitike tozoita sei. Vari kuratidzawo hanya yekuti ivo vari accessible. Saka ndo zvakanaka izvo, narrative kana kuti maonerwo anoitwa Zimbabwe anotoshandurwa nekuti ivo vaenda. Hakuna zvatinowanzotarisira zvekuti kwazouya mari yakawanda, aiwa, inyaya yekuti maonero achinje kutira kuti vanhu vanoda kuunza mari yavo kana kuinvesta kunoku zvinge zvakatochinja, vabva vatotanga kuuya. Zvichatitore hazvo nguva izvozvo, asi tinetariro yekuti zvaakuchifamba mugwara rakanaka.
Vamunyeza vati semuzvina bhizimusi vari kufara zvikuru kuti hurumende yavamunangagwa ine hanya yekugadzirisa zviga zvehurumende zvaitadzisa kubudirira kwevemabhizimusi.
Hai, zvinofadza. Chatinowanzotarisa pane vatungamiriri venyika vepolitics ndechekuti vape gwara renumber 1 kuti pane policy framework iripo, number 2 kuti iyo government yacho ine political will kana kuti ine hanya nezvekuita nebasa iroro kuitira kuti zvienderere mberi. Mapolicies edu anga asina kumira zvakanaka. Saka zviri kuitika izvezvi zviri kuratidza kuti government iyi yaane shungu nehanya nekugadzirisa mapolicies anga asiri right.
Vanotungamira sangano reZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, SETNCC, Amai Divine Dlukula vatiwo semadzimai vari kufadzwa netaridzo yekuti nyika yeAfrica uye tarisiro yavo ndeyekuti vimbiso yekuti vanhu vaite mabhizimusi vakasununguka ichazadziswa. Amai Dlukula vatiwo mukana wokuita kuti mabhizimusi asununguke zvinoita kuti mhuri dzibudirire.
Semadzimai tiri kuona nyaya yakanaka zvikuru kuti nyika yavhurika kuti vawane mukana yokuita mabhizimisi avo vabudirire, nyika ibudirire nedzimhuri dzichibudirira zvakare. Saka tinotozvikudza zvikuru, tinongotarisira kuti sokutaura kwavanoita president, tinotarisira kuti zvichaitwa nenzira iyoyo nemazvo. Zvikangoitwa saizvozvo, hatinotona kuti nyika yedu inochinja manje manje.
Kweta uyezve vari munyora nemukurumbira Mushare Petina Gapa vatiwo vari kutarisira kuti vamunangagwa vatore mukana wokuenda kuDavos kunochenesa nyika kuti haichaiti zvemhirishonga kuitira kuti vekunze vanoda kuzoita mabhizimusi vave vakasununguka.
Mutungamiriri ari kuenda kuDavos akamirira kwete iye chete, kwete hurumende chete, akamirira nyika yese yeZimbabwe. Zvakadaro takatarisira kuti achataura kune vanhu kuti Zimbabwe yavhurika, kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuuya. And pavanenge vachiuya kuno vanobatwa nerunyararo, hapana mhirizhonga inenge ichiitika. Vataura zvakare kuti zvakaitika kare zvakaitika kare. Tinofanira kuti titarisire kumberi. Saka isu tinoremba kuti pavanenge vachienda pavachaenda kuDavos vachaenda neshoko iroro rekuti iye zvino tafurika uyezve takatarisira kumberi.
Vachipindura zvataurwa vamunangagwa vaudza vemabhizimusi ava kuti hurumende yatotanga kugadzirisa hwaro hwekuti mabhizimusi abudirire. Vatiwo aya ndiwo mashoko avo kune vemabhizimusi kusanganisirawo vekunze ekuti Zimbabwe yafurika kune vemabhizimusi vese.
First point is that Zimbabwe is open for business. What that means to each one of us.
Chekutanga ndechekuti Zimbabwe yavhurika kune vemabhizimusi. Zvogona kureva zvakasiyana siyana kwatiri, asi nedzisiro ndeyekuti tikupa mukana vemabhizimusi vaite vakasununguka. Tinobvumirana tese kuti tatadonha zvakanyanya munyaya dzeupfumi zvekuti tofanirwa kushanda pamwe chete kuti tizvigadzirise. Vekunzi vanozongowedzerawo pane zvatinenge taita kana tashanda pamwe chete takabatana.
Musangano World Economic Forum uri kutanga musi wa22 ndira akandike kutanga mutungamiriri weZimbabwe achienda kumusangano World Economic Forum mushure mekusaita izvi kwemakore akawanda pasi pehurumende yavaRobert Mugabe iyo yakabviswa nemauto gore rapera pasi pechirongwa cheOperation Restore Legacy. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndine Patricia Mudadigwa.
We heard their very comprehensive report, PJ, from one of our reporters on the ground, Patricia Mudadigwa. But we are lucky we actually have one of the participants that was at the event, Debbie Peters, a young entrepreneur, businesswoman. She's a blogger, she's social media, everything. Hi, Debbie, how are you?
I'm good, marvelous. How are you?
I'm great. Tell us a little bit about this meeting today. What's your takeaway?
Well, Zimbabwe is feeling very optimistic right now. We are we have a dynamic new president and a cabinet. And as you heard, you know, the president even has a real-time performance measurement system. Mm-hmm. He has this dashboard where he's tracking what the ministers are doing with colors to see who's doing well.
Wow.
But I'm expecting a lot from our government.
I heard also from some of the participants there that the gender representation was not looking very good. There were not as many women. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm not sure about the publicity of the event. Mm-hmm. I heard about it this morning when Neville Muchangwa called me, and I came in from New York yesterday, so I rushed over there. I would say maybe a quarter of the attendees were women, and it was, the event was organized by the Zimbabwe Business Club with Tina Gapa, who's based in Europe, and Caleb. So Patina had a panel discussion at the end, which they added. But just in general, I mean, women were not really that involved. And there was maybe one or two women who asked questions.
And what did President Mnangagwa actually say? I think I spoke to you earlier on, and you mentioned that he did actually highlight that there was a lack of women attendees. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the president acknowledges the lack of gender balance in Zimbabwe, whether at corporate level or with the new cabinet. As you know, initially we had maybe one or two women in the cabinet, and there was a bit of an uproar, and they added the Minister of Labor.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I spoke to the chairman of NASA, Robin Vela, about his portfolio companies. And saying the same thing, you know, there's not enough women who are on boards in Zimbabwe at the top management level, even though there are a lot of educated women. And, you know, women are in the majority in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But what the president said was that the economy is tough. And in tough times, when the cake is small, obviously the men are in positions of power. So it tends to benefit more than women. And if anything, I think women have lost ground from where they were, say, 20 years ago, both in government and in corporate life.
Maybe to just round off, Debbie, I don't know how much time you're going to give me. If you're still available, would like to take somebody in Debele, we can push on hold. But if you'd like to go, I can just ask you one question and we're done. How is your time?
Hold. It's evening here.
Okay, so please hold on. We're going to go over to PJ. She has somebody that we want to speak to in the village. So please hold on. Go ahead, PJ.
Yeah. Siyabonga kuhlelo lethu Nkosazana Victory Matutu.
Ngiyabonga, salibonani.
Yebo. Mnyaka omutsha. Angikholi ukuthi sike sakhuluma sonke kulo mnyaka ka 2018.
Asikakhulumile ke sisele ku-2017
ayi 2017 ngigcine ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Namhlanje sihlaziya udaba lwabasifazane kwezamabhizimusi, kodwa ke asicini lapho ngoba kube lo mhlangano lamhlanje wezamabhizimusi lokuthuthukiswa komnotho eZimbabwe, lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa abekhona wakunanzelela ukuthi abesifazane bebengekho emhlanganweni lo, i-gender balance ibingekho impela. Kodwa ke vele umbuzo olabaningi ngothi vele yena la ku-cabinet yakhe usekunanzelele na ukuthi kakulabesifazane abalutshwana nxa lapho esinanzelela ukuthi emhlanganweni walamhlanje kade kungela abesifazane abeneleyo. Bebekhona kodwa bebebalutshwane. Wena-ke ngesimo esikhona eZimbabwe ubona abesifazane bephumelela na kwezokuthuthukiswa kwamabhizimusi?
Mina ngingakhala ma kukhetha i-cabinet vele ekuqaleni ukuthi abesifazane babethani kakhulu ku-cabinet nganabekho. So lokho nje vele khona izinto esingabala kwi-economy la kumabhizinisi abesifazane eZimbabwe, ukungabi khona kwabomama ku-cabinet ka-president kuyawisa umdlandla kubomama ukungena ezintweni zebhizinisi andikulo ukuthi baparticipate ku-economy yaseZimbabwe. Ngoba kuhle kuyenza ukuthi sibone ngani sibheke baphansi singabantu besifazane. So kunzima, akukho lula nje ukuthi ucabange nawe ukuzibona usuphakathi lapho kumabhizinisi vele kokuqala singabhekelelwa ngaphezulu khona ngazo.
Kodwa
nxa ukuthi ubonile ukuthi abesifazane bebalutshwane emhlanganweni wamabhizinisi akade ubizile, I think kuzomnikeza like iclue yokuthi abone ukuthi i-cabinet yakhe ukuba nabesifazane abalutshwane yikho kwenza ukuthi la ku-economy abesifazane abengabonakali ekuthuthukiseni komnotho waseZimbabwe kumabhizinisi.
Ye, kodwa lina khona ngapho lise-South Africa liyakhuthazana njengabesifazane baseZimbabwe ukuthi lizithuthukise, liyenzani khona ngapho?
Yazi into esesiyibonile ukuthi mase ngasasukumanga thina njengabomama sazithuthukisa thina, abekho umuntu ozovela ezulwini kumbe from ehelli azosela ukuthi siyithuthukise. Ezithizi manje sicabangile kula ukuthi kunamanye amabhizinisi adominatha kakhulu ngabantu besilisa, and yilawo amabhizinisi adominatha kakhulu ngabantu besilisa yiwo lawo ale mali, uyabona. So akusikho ukuthi sivalele ukuthi singene, mhlawumbe ukuthi kufike kuye ukuthi sicabanga ukuthi lo ngumsebenzi owenziwa ngabantu besilisa, abantu besifazane hayi kumele sithengise amatamatisi emgwaqweni sithole ama-R1 okuyinto engasiletheli efakele ukudla okuningi etafuleni. And njengamanje nje ngikhuluma mina njengo-Taylor Gladys Mbokodo, yilo mama oyi-1 ongene ku-construction la e-South Africa warejista i-company yakhe, i-construction company yakhe buyindlela yethu yokufuna ukuthi siphenetrate sibone ukuthi kubhizinisi beye-construction thina njengabomama singafitha kanjani. So lo mama uthenjwe nkomo ungenile manje kusegrisesile i-company yakhe e-construction, okuyindlela yethu yokususuthi omama sibangenise bengenzena kumabhizinisi bengahlalele kuthengiseni izizi lamatamatisi emgwaqweni okungangithabi bekulaselwa ukuthi vele ngumsebenzi omethi ibhizinisi labomama le. So mama siyazama ukuthi sibafake kumabhizinisi a-different ukuthi bengakusingasabi lokhani ukuthi leyi like i-construction manje esinide ngaobaba lezifuna izisina kubantu ba-pramsisila akula pramsisila uyiona i-construction company umuntu akwenzayo. It's just ukuhaya abantu bakusebenzele. It's not like most only construction company ungumama uzabonakala emgwaqweni uthona ukusakha uvuba udaka and so forth.
Linakho yini
izinto engalezo sifasaka omama kumabhizinisi?
Lilazo yini inhlelo njengenkuthazo kamongameli Mnangagwa yokuthi linake elisemazweni lisebenzelane labasekhaya? Lilomcabango na onjalo ukuthi libe lamankampani amakhulu sibili kodwa lisebenzelana phakathi kwabesifazane baseSouth Africa abaseSouth Africa bahlala khona khathesi labaseZimbabwe?
Vele yazi sisebenza silapha eSouth Africa siphandle. Asikufuni ukusebenza sila. Okusiphosayo ukuthi sisebenze silapha yisimo. I-aimi ukuthi siyosebenza sisekhaya. Like manje njengoba kuthiwa sezi ukuthi hayi ku-allocate izimali ezinje kuyakhiwa imigwaqo, ku-allocate izimali ezinje kuyakhiwa lokhu lalokhu yami. Wona na ama-construction company esifuna ukuwavula la, ufuna ukuthi siwasebenzise sisebenzelane labasekhaya. Lokuthi ma kuthiwa kuyakhiwa umgwaqo kube lalo i-construction ezoyakha umgwaqo le kube yikhampani yabomama. Ufuna kube lokusebenzisana vele ukuthi noma umuntu singaba la i-company lapha sinje sibe layo futhi eZimbabwe, noma kube labomama baseZimbabwe ayenza the same company esikwazi ukusebenzisana labo ukuthi noma singathi siyamaketha umsebenzi lapha futhi ayi sekuvuleka umsebenzi onje laphana kuyathiwa into enje bekudinda khona kufuna ukuyathiwa, uyabona? Ufuna le-construction yabomama yomuntu ongumama over 2010 na yobi yake kujini.
Yeah. Libona angani inkuthazo enziwa uMongameli Mnangagwa ile siqiniseko na uthembekile na nxa enxusa abeZimbabwe abaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi babuye bazosungula amabhizimusi eZimbabwe.
Ngicabanga ukuthi inkulumo yakhe leyo inxusa kwakhe akakashoni. Because masibhekile manje ama-business people abaningi abaseZimbabwe balapha eSouth Africa. So ukuthi nje vele azasebenze avuse umkhulumo waseZimbabwe kumele kuthakwenze lokhu thanise abo-business people abalapha eSouth Africa abaseZimbabwe ukuthi babuye ekhaya bezosebenza benze ama-business abo kuvuka umkhulumo kuvuke i-economy yaseZimbabwe. Inothi angiboni ukuthi singathi kunxusa kwakhe kumbe ukuthi unxusele ekuqinisweni vuku. Vele kumele yenzeke. I think kujenini ukunxusa kwakhe ngoba ayikho enye into engayenza kuthatha yenza kanjani.
Bamthembile na abamabhizimusi abaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi bazazithola izimali zabo.
Kunzima kukumthemba although esenza into kumele ayenze like ngokuthi sengathi nge-background yakhe kumbe nge-background yokubuswa kweZimbabwe akulula ukuthi akuthi athembakale uma ikhuluma into enjani. But I think kumele ukuthi kube khona indlela azayenza ngakhona ukuthi abantu baze bamthembe. Mhlawumbe kumele ukuthi uma esenza bekhulume esenza yabo, kungase ukukhuluma nje ngomlobo but akhulume esenza wenze ukuthi uqalise ukuthagela i-task from abo-business people.
Yeah. Hayi, sibamba khonapha ecingweni sibe lokhu esixoxa. Siyabonga ngokusipha leli thuba lokuthi sixoxe sonke uhlelo lwethu asiyihluzeni bomama. I was talking to Ms. Victrice Matutu. She's in South Africa. She's in an organization that's encouraging women to venture into business companies and so many other projects. So I was asking her if the business people in South Africa, the diasporans, Zimbabwean diasporans in South Africa, really trust His Excellency Mnangagwa that people should come and invest in Zimbabwe. Do they trust him? He said, no, not exactly, because the situation back in Zimbabwe is not really settled so much that they can trust him.
Interesting view right there. Debbie Peters, I'm not Muchiri Popa Narere.
Hi, I'm still here.
Yes, Debbie. Aimbopinda mushona mwana wamai timbotaura nezvirwa amai panapa. I know ndakasangana newe at another business meeting again at the Crown Plaza when I was in Zimbabwe. Iwewe sekuona kwako we tinoona vamunangagwa vachienda vachinokurudzira kunze kwenyika sekutaura kwaita PJ kuti ku South Africa kuti dzokai kumba. Do you think kuti nyika yagadzirika kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vadzoke madzimai nyanya vachiita mabhizinesi imomo munyika?
Vane chivimbo here navamunangagwa?
Okay, do you mind if I respond in English?
It's okay, go ahead.
I think that You know, I lived in the diaspora for many, many years. I was in the States for 10 years, South Africa for 3 and 2 in Nigeria. So I've been back for 4 years. There is nothing like home. This is a wonderful opportunity. We've been given a new chance. And in all fairness, I still go to South Africa. I was there the other day. The spoken that I see, they, speaking for all of them, but there's a lot of them who are struggling. They're just getting by from hand to mouth. It's the same thing in the U.S. Home here where you have your home, you have, you know, your family. It makes up for everything. I think that if economy is fixed, if there are jobs for professionals like you, you and my mother went to school together, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, with the education, the experience, the skills that we all have out there, if the economy is, right now we've got like 90% unemployment. If there are jobs again, I'm sure all of you, let's say all of you outside, you would like to come back to Zimbabwe.
But, Debbie, let me just catch you there, just 1 minute, but... Do you think that, you know, people should put their trust in this call for them to return at this time before things are fixed?
I don't think you should get up and leave wholesale and come back because it's
not, it doesn't make sense. I came back 4 years ago, and I was working in a professional corporate situation until I came back to Zimbabwe. I'm fortunate in that I'm an entrepreneur, and I come from an entrepreneurial family. So Zimbabweans were all traders. We're all hairdressers, nail technicians. The men are all contractors. And we've gotten used to getting by on just small businesses. So there's none of that. If you don't have that inside you, the hustle to stand up on your own, then don't come back. If you need a paycheck and a security of a job, perhaps just wait and see what happens. But as for the rest of us, we're in the system. I mean, we can, you know, sell a tomato tomorrow and get by. And that's how we all survive.
May I interject in the Marv and Ms. Peters? A lot of people are asking, how do I get, if I'm Gumbo mu Zimbabwe, Gumbo ku America, how do I remit my profits from Zimbabwe at the moment with the cash situation as it is,
and the bank situation? I think we just lost somebody. Hello? I think we may have lost Ms. Peters. One of the lines just cut, PJ, but... okay, maybe we can ask her. Magadi ko mai charamba. Hello? Hello? Hello?
They are worried that how are they going to get their monies if they invest in Zimbabwe. The situation as it is with the banks, with the cash crisis, they are not able to remit their profits from Zimbabwe to other countries.
Maybe let's try and see if we have somebody, and I'll answer you because that question was asked while I was there. Hello? Hello, Ms. Charamba. PJ, ameno nare zedu zese zinenge zakata asi. Sekutora kwa uru kuita tombo zoke ira kutiti taureva mwakati erera kuti tangaturi kutaura na Ms. Debbie Peters. Vaneta iwo mushu na bizimisi. Aru kutaura iye kuti aka mdaka zizanae Ms. Peters. Vaka mbogara muno ku New York. Vaka shanda zve ku Nigeria. Vaka shanda ku South Africa. Asi vanobva ku muri ya gara ichiita zvema bizimisi. Ndosaka ataura kuti ndiri entrepreneur. Tinobata bata zvakawanda wanda. Saka anga ari kuti iye kuti munhu sekubvunza kwaita ungoti wewe aiwa nhasi ndakusiya basa rangu panapa ndakuenda kutanga basa kuZimbabwe usati wanyatsoona kuti zvakamira sei hazvisi zvinhu zvingaitike pari zvino. Zvinoda kutanga wamboenda uchinoona kuti kwakamira sei wombogadzira tunhu kwako uchibvawo kuno kumbijana mbijana wozodzokera zvako kumusha asi ari kuti achitaura kudarozve haisi nguva yekuti ungangomira uchitarisa kuti regai timboonawo vana Miss Peters variko kuti zviri kufamba sei iwe usiku.
It's not advisable.
Yes, you know, saka ndo zvandanzwa pane zvavataura asi ndanzwazve wavunza question iwo PJ kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuti ivo vari kushushikana kuti ndikasiya upenyu hwangu hwekudiaspora kwandiri kugara nchingoti ndakunotanga kuZimbabwe nekuti kwanzi iko kunenge kushanaka zvino mari yangu ndinozoiburitsa sei. Ndo mubvunzo uri kuramba uchibvunzwa nevanhu vazhinji. Ende ndakanga ndiri kuZimbabwe last week kwanga kune conference yevanhu vanoita zvetourism zvokushanya nekushanyirana. Mubvunzo iwoyo kavunzwa nemumwe anga aripo tour operator achibvunza vamangunjika. Reserve Bank governor vamangunjika vakati ndo zvinhu zvakari kutarisa izvozvo kuti vozvigadzirisa sei. Asi vaiti chikurusa kuti iwewe uve neukama nebhangi rako raunobhangira. Asi kutaura nezvinozoitika zvakasiyana. Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kutaurika izvozvo PJ kuti madzimai mazhinji anoti tiri kunzwa zvamuri kutaura asi tova nevimbo here yekungoti tosiya kwatiri ikoko tongowanikwa taakumusha.
Matutu ulokukonekcimwe
yamfana
mumbuzo lo ekade sengifuna ukubuza unkosazana Peters ukuti kati vele abaningi balombuzo omkhulu othi nxa ngingasungula ibhizimusi eZimbabwe kodwa ngingohlala kwelinye ilizwe ngilakho na ukuthola imali yami selike la ubuza la umbuzo lo ngizayithola njani imali yami iphuma eZimbabwe njengoba kulohlupho lwemali kangaka eZimbabwe
thina njengoba singase South Africa siyayizwa yonke le nto yokuthi abantu kumele babuye bazosebenzela ekhaya ama-business people bazekhaya or uku-investa eZimbabwe kuphinde kuvele kungumbuzo onzima ukuthi u-investa ngani in a country engena-currency imali yakhona uyithola kanjani of course ngumbuzo esizibuza wona lathi lo sithi siyafisa mpela uzosebenzela ukuthi senze ama-business ekhaya kodwa sizosebenza kanjani ma siyenza uku-export and importing izinto esizithengisayo rom uyathengisa ufuna ukuthenga lapho yeZimbabwe uzofika uthengise ngani uthenga abantu bathenge i-cottage imali lesemoyeni then usufuna ukuzobuya dethi ngapha uzosebenzisa lakhesh ukuthi uwode dethi again uwoda ngani imali yonke isengasezizothenga apho eZimbabwe
ye selike la ubuza na umbuzo nalo ulithola impendulo bani
kahle kahle impendulo esingathi ziyatholakala impendulo ke yatholakala ukuthi like bonkufosa renovetwa ngendlela ukuthi akufosa renovetwa yonke
under renovation
yabo kusa renovetwa yonke into ende ufana nokuthi abantu sebuyanqosa ukuthi ungaba right libuye because manje ngabe thanga ngosani ozanini leyo question sizofika senze senze sisebenzise which currency ngoba sizobe sifuna ukusebenza like silinke between ama-countries la esikuwona ekhaya senze which currency ngoba sikeze sifike sisebenzise i-board note ele sifunde siyisebenzise mase sifuna ukuthi siphume lapho eZimbabwe so I think kubena ukuthi kuqale phansi ku-renovate noma kuka-renovate then when the renovation is done sokuphelile then abantu can now come back nje baye bafike bayenza ama-business so kurenovate kuqala into ezinjengabo-currency so kuleyo availability ye-cash
hayi kwamba khona apha ecingweni marvelous interesting I ask it Mr. Matutu the same question that if you ask it this question and she says yes we've asked it several times and with the cash crisis in Zimbabwe the bank crisis and the bond note crisis the eco cash crisis we've been told that Zimbabwe is under renovation.
Very interesting there, but I think we lost Ms. Audrey Charamba earlier on. She represents an organization for people living with disabilities. Ms. Charamba Makadigo.
Siripo, do not represent an organization in the women's space. Tichi tarisa nezvekuita amplify mazwi emadzimai nekukuburikidza nenhau dzebudiriro yemadzimai nekuti vanzwikewo vawanewo mukana pane zvavanenge vachiita mukuburikidza nebudiriro yenyika yedu.
Saka muri kuona sei nyaya pari zvino tiri kuona kuti madzimai ari kukurudzirwa kunzi ngaawanikwewo achioneka panyaya dzine chekuita nezveupfumi nhasi kwanga kune meeting kuMikos Hotel kwanga kuna vamunangagwa uyezve vamunangagwa tiri kunzwa kuti vanga vari kuti sei madzimai vari mashoma vari kuuya kumisangano yakadai seyemabhizimisi imi munozviona sei.
Kutoona kutoti pane nge panotori nenyaya nokuti kuti vamunangagwa vange vachibvunza it was a quick observation chero isu patanga tichitarisa nawo zvechokwadi you could just see kuti it was just a handful yemadzimai anga arimo saka mubvunzo unozouya ndewokuti anokoka ndiani akoka sei achaisa criteria ipi kuti vanokodzera nevasingakodzeri ndevapi uye tiri kuti isusu panguva yacho iri kunzi ngatiuyei tese pamwe chete tichiita rebuild Zimbabwe tichigadziridza nyaya dzeupfumi hwenyika kana madzimai acho akasiyiwa from the onset zvakafanana nemurelay chokwadi kana ukayera wangosara uchazovabata vaenda mberi nhuna dzedu dzagara dziripo namanje chero tichiti tine constitution iri kutaura 50-50 kana tikangoera tatanga kusiyiwa pane ino nguva tinozopinda hopapi
saka poitwa sei
madzimai ari kungochema nekungochema nenhau yokuti vari kukoka vacho vari kukoka sei uye vari kukoka ani vachishaya kungotiwo rumu iite hafu madzimai hafu madzibaba.
Saka pogadziriswa sei apa maicharamba pagadziriswa sei nekuti kana taona mutungamiri wenyika vachitaurawo zvavaonawo imise madzimai zvizva muri kuita kuti murambe muchikuchidzirawo mamwe madzimai kuti vaone kwewo vachitora maspace vamataura.
Isusu tiri kutotarisira kuti pari zvino handiti ivo vamunangagwa vari kuita meet the people vachidialogu kwose kwose. Tariro yedu chaiyo chaiyo ndeyekuti pavari kuita meet the people vachiita interact madzimai constituency yavanotokoshesawo within that spectrum, because tanzi tiri kusangana nemabusiness executives idi namakazara varume tirikuteya kuti zviri kureva kuti madzimai hatina here mabusiness women. We have amazing business women in Zimbabwe. Titori nemasangano hobo anosimudzira nekukurudzira mabhizinisi emadzimai, mawomen led initiatives. Saka tiri kuti hezvo tasiwa pamukana unowanhasi. Taakutarisa taona president vachisangana nemayouth taane tariro yokuti president vachasanganawo nemadzimai. Ende kana chiti madzimai tichitaura the different categories of women, women that are advocates, women that are in business, women that are able, that are opinion leaders. Saka isusu tiri kutoti tiri kufara kuti vari kuita this dialogue. I think I translate it, you know, to action in terms of implementation of the constitution. You could say section 56, you could say now the gender parity. Atisikuzo mirira zvedu kungoti tichati vachatishedza, asi tiri kutarisira nesuwo tichienda kwavari tiri kutarisirawo kuti naivowo vachitsvaga masystems avo avainawo in place to invite, to convene, to dialogue panenge panewo madzimai within that spectrum.
Asi ka vamwe vangabvunze maicharamba kuti imi
madzimai
imi madzimai mamboedza here kuvakoka, nekuti pane zvataona nhasi pachivhitivhiti vechidiki vanga vachitotaura kuti ivo vechidiki ndo vakakoka vamunangagwa kuti vauye kuzotaura navo. Utaona vachitaura navo nhasi vechidiki ava. Imi semadzimai muri kuungana here muchiti dai tambokokawo mutungamiri wenyika anzwewo nhuna dzedu?
Zvitori paurongwa hwedu izvozvo semadzimai, zvitoriwo paurongwa hwedu tichiti even mamwe mainterventions atiri kuona, tiri kuonawo first lady vachimhanya nekoko nokoko vachiedzawo kusimudzira the other social aspect, and we are saying she is an important stakeholder vanodawo kubatwa, but at the same time tinonida kuti titaure naivo vamunangagwa vachitinzwawo sekunzwa kwavari kuita mapoko akasiyana siyana muno muzimbabwe, nokuti the woman's voice counts. And we believe kuti process is as important as the outcome. Hazvizoti matiri maningi kuti tizoti zvakafamba sei zvikazobuda sei, nyambati takatogara takasara. Saka tinotofanira kunge tiri at the table dialoguing and putting across our concerns and indicating the issues that we are actually very much concerned about.
Aiwa, mombobata makadaro. Regai timbotora mumwe mutereri. Tiri kunzwa kuti namukoma Bernard, nyangwe zvedu tanga tichida madzimai, asi regai timbonzwa mukoma Bernard kuti pane zvavanazvo tongovati de muchidimbu, nekuti tine madzimai akamirira kufonerwa vari kuti tivafonere. Mukoma Bernard, makadii? Ehe, mongoti de muchidimbu, nekuti nhasi chirongwa chemadzimai, asi tangoti mbokupaiwo nguva. Hello? Zvabva zvaramba zvakona n'anga.
Murapwa achidasi.
Mukoma vachikinyidzira vakakwana.
Vakakwana but zvazoramba
pekupedzisira. PJ, tinenge tine problem pashona Facebook page, live stream yedu yadzima. Nguva yapfuura. Uyezve pane vanga vari kutonyora ipapapa kuti panenge papindwa naPongwe. Regai tingovaverenga. Gambe tiri vachunyi mupetswa ari kuti hackers are trying by all means to disturb, zvechokwadi zvazoitika yabva yadonha live feed. Joe Makotosi, hanzi tiri tese. Jonao Mazivananga, hanzi watching from Cape Town. Phyllis Gatsi, hanzi listening tiri paJoza. Gladys Matongo ari kuti am following. Blessing Onias Magano, hanzi tiripo paJoza. Samuel Damisa Mpo fans available, but Mayeka zataurwa na Mkoma Gambe, avaita zvaita live feed mvayadona, meno kundevele utimutiri live ire.
Ye, kukanya hapa isi ndevele niloke sikona, umaki mteveta kwa lulu ujekeza, kwela mananzwa, utena na watching, mina inyise Jaws, I mean Jaws. Nomsa negefane is watching, Sims Nguve uti watching you live from Mosel Bay, Western Cape, South Africa. Uti enavele kufuneka umama, abantu abalesihelo, not amadoda, amakovu, asebenza, ukuhlohla ezikhwameni zabo kuphela. Welcome Yvonne Nyati, uti nililalele, nilapha eBotswana. Uhlalani Msiza, uti hi, watching from Beitbridge. Urupe ni Ndlovu, uti sivele sihlala sisebenzelana labo, abasekhaya, benza nganti ababoni. Wabe sivinyelela na lo mzala wake, mzala ushapu, angwazi kutu mzala umupi lo. Anzi usapota uhlelo lawe. Kuchukuti, anzi keep trying mzala, where are you at work? Sawazi kiseli.
Jamin, my mzala mwane nga vashitauza na ipapa pala ifida.
Samuel Gelisiwe in Love is watching. Veronica McPhee is watching from Georgia, Atlanta.
Let's also acknowledge some who are watching from the Studio 7 page. This is still live, but the Shona page is not live. Yabayakata Gideon Ramaphosa is watching from South Africa. Joe Burke. Andrea Manyengaru. And on the other note, my sincere condolences on the passing of Roy Bennett and wife. We have not yet substantiated that news, but this is coming from one of our people that are on the live feed, Andrea Manyengaru. Michael Simbarashe Tewe, and watching Panopa Live Talk, Rusere Farai, watching from Botswana, Kanye, Richard Piri, and I figure that much well balanced. Thank you, Richard. Johnson Dudans watching from Josie. Brian is in Namwe, live from South Africa. So thank you all those Varipanopa live feed, VOA Studio 7. Also those that were on the live feed, VOA Shona, we thank you. Although live feed, Yashia Kata. Ameno, anzi na mkoma panengi papinda mayekaz. Asitosokera zetu pije kwa nyarikani vedu. Vachiri popa pano pano pachirongwa chedu. Mnogo na mbotora vitre soso inda kuna maisha rampa.
Ye, ingi ngangai kumatutu, wote ngusege abalaleli wetu kuti lilike i-Facebook page yetu, ikasletu ele VOA Ndebele, njalo liabelane labanye, share with others kuti labo balike, uhlelo lwetu ganyele kasletu, lingusa nilibe lubanengi, ukuze lilalele uhlelo lwetu kakuhle, urupeni lovai, siya kubona sivili, ukuthi nana lokho usisupporta njalo ululalele uhlelo lolo lokho uyibhala ku Facebook page yetu. Labo abalencingo zabo abafuna bathintwe ngocingo khathezi khona lingafaka njalo inombolo zenu ekhasini lethu khona lapha eLivoe Ndebele silithinte ngocingo. Wathi sibuyele ke ku Mathuthu. Mathuthu, wena ubona angani nguzaphumelela na phansi kombuso kaMnumzana Mnangagwa ukuthi abesifazane abakubhizimusi bangabuyela sibili ekhaya bayesungula amabhizimusi abo khona ngale?
Yazi kunzima ukuthi ngiqedile lokho, kodwa engingakutho ukuthi loba kuzophumelela kusezothatha isikhathi eside. Kona nje njengoba yena iseke wanothiswa ukungabi khona kwabantu abasifazane abaningi kule isizwe esilithi ngabadelayo, mhlawumbe sezotshintsha isitephu, kodwa ukutshintsha kusezotshintsha, kodwa kuzobathi isikhathi eside. Bazoba khona omama beuba ibunge lathi linze lithile lisinikeza ithuba lokuthi sikhulume omama labo, kukhulunywe labo labesabayo bangene la isizeli ngokwakhe aphathe mudeko, mhlawumbe njengoba sinikeza ama-platform manje sokuzoba yi-chance yokuthi lathi sibenze isingene sifike lapho, kodwa kusezothatha isikhathi.
Ye. Yena ekubuyeni kwakhe le South Africa like laba lethuba nalo ukuthi lina njengabembokodo ezimbokodo ukuthi likhulume laye?
No, our marketing director nguye o-attendileyo, but akazange asithole ithuba lokuthi akhulume laye, but i-attendile that meeting yabo business to pay abayenzizile lakhe e-Pretoria.
Ye.
Ithuba lokuthi akhulume laye one on one akasalitholanga.
Ye.
piche rega tichi varisa timbo taura na maicha ramba mumbo tisana nguro kuti mangu ma business ata rukubatuwa ni mazimai imo momu nyika uyeshe. Oh, I understand her phone just dropped, PJ. Today our phones are just not in a very good mood, but we want to thank all those that are actually live streaming with us. Like I said earlier on the Shona page, the live stream got cut somewhere halfway through, so we are no longer live streaming from there. So if you were on that page, we thank you, and we hope that you continue to like the page and to share it.
Yeah. Singakagqiki uhlelo lethu ngoba sokusele imizuzu ngathi emhlanu kuphela. Inkuthazo bani ukuze kuthuthukiswe umnotho wethu, kuthuthukiswe njalo abesifazane ukuze bangene labo ezikhundleni zamabhizimusi nasezikhundleni zombusazwe.
Okokuqala mina engikucelayo ukuthi ngizacela ukuthi abantu besifazana bangayisabi ipolitiki.
Yeah.
Inkinga yethu iqala kulapho ukuthi ukuze singabi baningi kukhabhinethi lethu leyo yabe isingiyikhabhinethi ngaleso sikhathi yikuthi abantu besifazane balutshwane kupolitics and uma bebalutshwane kupolitics kuzayenza ukuthi sibe balutshwane sibabantu besifazane kukhabhinethi okuzokwenza ukuthi laba ngapha phansi lokho abalutshwane baphezulu abakuzamayo vele bazohlala bethwaye ukuthi bona balutshwane. So asiqaleni khona kwezombusazwe lapho njengabomama kungene sigcwalise iphalamende layo singomama then kuzoba lula-ke ukuthi singene ngezemabhizinisi sesigcwalise iphalamende sesikhona kupolitics.
PJ would like to just acknowledge some that are on the Studio 7 page, which is still live at this moment. Christine Zoe Dube is saying, I'm watching from Haroy on the hill. Thank you, Christine. Tulani Sekenyans watching from Bulawayo. Bekeleka Fortunate Morgan Anzi. I mean, no language. I know that PJ cannot see. I don't know, but maybe we cannot. Lucia Stella Mabugu, also welcome and thank you for sharing the Studio 7 page and also liking the Studio 7 page. For those that were on the Shona page, sorry. Live feed ya kati kapakati. Asi tunokutenda itaona vajinji, vanga vachidranya button re rakanzi share, tunokutenda PJ.
Yeah. Lokugcina njalo ngikuthazo bani kumangameli Mnangagwa Madudu
umangameli Mnangagwa ukuthi ame elizini lakhe akhulume esenza engaphelele emlonyeni njalo omama ababhekelele next time cabinet cela ukuthi noma ngaba ngayi 50-50 kodwa kube yi 40-50 ukuze la kusize sithi siyamukele yile ozokubusa kwezimbabwe
aqalisele kubandla lakhe lezanpia.
Yes, akasele khona kubandla lakhe lezanpia fanithi vele lekho lapha suka khona ukukhetha ubaba president azakumele njaya contest kubaba president iqala khona kubandla lakhe lezanpia kuqale phansi khona ngale kungabi ngomama abayi 3-4-5 abangena lapha ezikhundleni zezanpia abaqale khona ngale babangene sobana ezikhundleni kwenza ukuthi ngase ukukhuphuka kusiza kwi-national kubantwini bonke basuke omama ezele bebaningi.
Ye hayi mbongile kakhulu Mathuthu ngokusiphathisa kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje khathesi isikhathi sethu kasisavumi ngase siyaqhubekela phambili marvelous Mathuthu was encouraging women to step up.
Yes.
And get into politics.
Mm-hmm.
That way it will trickle down to other stakeholders like the business people, the develop vendors into business people.
Yes, PJ, on that note, we want to thank our guest this evening, Debbie Peters. She's a businesswoman, entrepreneur, she said. She's a blogger, she's a writer, for having been one of our guests, Audrey Charamba, communications, gender and development specialist, for having contributed and, you know, giving us an insight. As Ms. Charamba said, she said the women organization are actually looking at engaging with the president to see whether they can get their share of the pie. And also I think we can acknowledge Victress
Amatutu. She did contribute a lot and we picked her thoughts and she was really a great help in today's program.
Yes, PJ, on that exciting note, I think we're really coming to the end of our program, but we want to thank all those that were on our VOA Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7, and please continue to like, share, and also continue to comment if you've got topics that you want us to discuss. Until next week, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
sibasele valelisayo kwamanje ngisitha sibeke ithuba elifanayo ngevikelizayo njalo liqhubekele phambili lisisekela ngupraxedis Jeremiah.